This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how to avoid being thrown off your game. Recently, we talked about waiting on God and all of the things we endure while we're waiting on God to answer a certain prayer for us. And sometimes when we're grappling with things privately, it is easier for us to become distracted or irritated or ultimately thrown off our game or the task at hand. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about Nehemiah's story and how he handled those who tried to distract him. So Nehemiah was tasked with restoring about 2 miles of Jerusalem's broken walls. His distractors didn't show up at the beginning of his work, but it was toward the end when he was so focused on completing his mission from God. Nehemiah displayed a beautiful example of utilizing his energy for God's purposes and not for others. His distractors used several tactics, though. They set up meaningless meetings for him to attend, but he did not show. They tried intimidation. Nehemiah dismissed them. And let's assume there was a telephone back in those days. Nehemiah wasn't picking up the phone to call 10 of his friends to say, "Look at what these guys are doing to me." He just kept his energy totally focused on his task from God. And I always think about Nehemiah when I am trying to avoid distraction and to stay on task. So if that is you, and you need to stay on task and to finish strong, cling to these words: "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4:7. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't be thrown off your game.